That's right, Nita. Julie Bishop was addressing a group of community leaders last Friday when she was asked a question by the immediate past president of Zionism Victoria, Sam Tataka. He asked if Australia would open a consulate or a high commission in West Jerusalem. Now, Julie Bishop said that she has been creative when it comes to opening new diplomatic missions around the world, considering budgetary constraints. She said that if she could overcome the cost and security issues to open some sort of presence in Jerusalem, she would consider it, and this was met with applause from Jewish communal organisations that have said that this would be a significant step for Australia. Senator James Patterson actually told the Jewish News that any move towards establishing an Australian diplomatic presence in Jerusalem would be a welcome step. He said, it's hard to imagine any objection to an office representing the Australian government in West Jerusalem, which every reasonable commentator agrees would remain part of Israel under any two-state solution. You can read more about that. It's our cover story in this week's edition.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, when we talk about Jewish leadership in Australia, we always think about older people, successful businessmen in their 40s, 50s, 60s even. And I was very pleased to find out, and I was very pleased to hear that there is a youth influx on the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
That's right, Nita. Some exciting news for our community. Three people under the age of 35 have been elected to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Executive. Now, they are Ku'ringah Council Deputy Mayor David Ossip, as well as Joel Gingers and Dane Stern. Now, the three will join Michael Jacku and Michelle Filler as elected executive members who will serve under JBOD President Jeremy Spinak, as well as the Vice Presidents Yerong Finkelstein and Leslie Berger. David Ossip said it's a great honour and responsibility to be able to serve the community in this capacity. Now, your listeners might remember David Ossip was elected to Ku'ringah Council in 2012. He was only 20 years of age, and he's one of the youngest elected officials in Australia. So Vic Aladev, the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, said that at a time when many organisations lament the absence of young adults, these new board members reinforce JBOD's reputation as a collaborative and an innovative organization that encourages input from all demographics. A big mazel tov to those three people, David Ossip, Joel Gingers and Dane Stern, who have been elected to the executive of the Board of Deputies.
Well, the young generation is the future of our community. And talking about young generation, it seems that the Union of Jewish Students, the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, Orges, recently attended a three-day political training seminar in Canberra.
Yeah, this was a pretty amazing opportunity for these Jewish university students to learn from leading politicians, journalists and lobbyists. Now, among those addressing this seminar in Canberra was the Prime Minister himself, Malcolm Turnbull, who addressed these Orges leaders. Ariel Zohar, the Political Affairs Director of Orges, said that the conference was a great success and the opportunity that these students were afforded is a testament to the success of Orges and the Jewish community, with this program being a widely respected and anticipated seminar. There were around 45 Jewish university student leaders who took part in this conference, and they met politicians from all sides of politics, Labor, the Liberals, and even Senator Di Natale, the leader of the Australian Greens. So and a fantastic opportunity for them.
And after five very, very successful years serving as Israel's Trade Commissioner to Australia and New Zealand, Etty Levy returned to Jerusalem for a very exciting job.
Yeah, it's quite a prestigious new role. She will be the new Senior Economic Advisor in the office of Israeli President Reuven Rivlin. Now, Etty Levy, she's a passionate promoter of Australia-Israel business and investment ties, and she's also looking forward to continuing to be active in that space through another important appointment. Levy will also be the CEO in the Israeli office of Australian impact investment firm, the Blue River Group. Now, she told the Jewish News that out of all the postings around the world with Israel's Ministry of Economy, her time in Australia was the most meaningful for her and her family, and she said that she will miss Australia and its people dearly. She was our Trade Commissioner, the Israeli Trade Commissioner to Australia and New Zealand, as you said, for 5 years, and she's now moving on to that very exciting and high-profile role in Israel. We wish her all the very best and we wish her good luck in that role. A replacement has been named for Etty Levy's Shai Zarevich. He will be Israel's new trade commissioner to Australia and New Zealand. Big mazel tov to him, and we wish him all the best as well.
Evan, we were talking about the commercial ties between Australia and Israel. Oh, I'd like to talk about El Al, because there are so many Australians. They're flying into Israel for all sorts of reasons, family, business, and the highly anticipated codeshare partnership agreement between Qantas and Israeli airline El Al was launched at last.
Yeah, it's finally been launched, Nisa. This breakthrough agreement is set to boost Australian and Israeli tourism, travel and business links, enabling customers of both airlines, El Al and Qantas, to book selected connecting flights operated by the other and earn and redeem frequent flyer points. Now, last year, Nisa, 14,000 Israelis traveled to Australia, and Tourism Australia's Managing Director John O'Sullivan said that that number is set to rise as a result of the code share deal. He said that they're very excited because of the fact that there's a direct correlation between aviation capacity and visitation, and there's such a good connection between Israel and Australia. So some exciting news. Shalom to the flying kangaroo with this code sharing deal. You can read more details about this deal in this week's edition.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, before I let you go, this is a very busy week for the Jewish community, particularly in Sydney, with the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival.
That's right, Nita. The Sydney Jewish Writers Festival, it kicked off last night and it's continuing all day today, so there's still time for you to go to Waverley Library to check out some of the jam-packed program as part of this year's festival. Of course, there are some award-winning novelists from all around the world, as well as memoirs by Mark Baker and Caroline Baum, as well as a session by John Safran and the Monday Morning Cooking Club. And Nita, tonight at 7:15 will be the launch of Alex Rifkin's new book. Of course, he spoke to all your listeners last week. It's called The Anti Israel Agenda, and they'll be launched at 7:15 tonight at Waverley Library. So jam-packed program, as I said, happening in Sydney as part of the Jewish Writers Festival.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.